Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just take turns introducing yourself, brother and sister founders here.
Liz Rawlings.
Chris Hartman.
The founders of the Let's Go Music Festival, back for its fourth year in Annapolis, Maryland. It's running Friday, May 31st through Sunday, June 2nd. Hey, thanks for joining us again this year.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having us. So excited.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you were our favorite interview last year.
All right, that's what I want to hear.
Yes, you were the best interview ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you why, because you made it so easy to talk. You
All
asked us
right.
great questions, and they were just easy to answer and high energy.
Yes,
that's
good to
what we love, so we really appreciate it.
Good to know. Well, then, let's see if we can top it right now. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Yes, last year was a blast chatting, and we want to update everybody on, you know, how the festival's grown, who all is performing, and all that. But we can get to this year's lineup in a second. But first, yeah, let's start with, like, overview stuff. How did the idea come about to found this, 4 years ago?
Really, it's coming out of COVID. We were missing live music. Chris and I are great music lovers, and we just were missing live music, and so spawned an idea that maybe we could have something at the fairgrounds. And we were fortunate enough that Smash Mouth and Gin Blossoms came to play that first year, and it's just grown ever since. We've just been on a ride since then.
And how many, if you could, if you have, I don't know if you have the stats off the top of your head, but or ballpark numbers of how much it's grown, like how many people came out that first year for Smash Mouth, Sugar Ray, Gin Blossoms versus the second year for Skynyrd and Goo Goo Dolls and Better Than Ezra, et cetera.
Yeah, we started off in the like 2000 range, and we've grown up from year to year to 5,000. And now this year we're embarking just over 10,000 for the weekend. So we're super excited.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Awesome. And where will it be? What venues will it be held at this year?
Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville, about a mile outside of Annapolis.
Okay, great. And why, expound upon that. Why is that such a good spot to host it? Well, I'm assuming, is that where you've had it every year?
Yeah, we've been
yes.
there every year. Plenty of space, parking. There's free parking there, and we can put up these large stages there, and we transform the fairgrounds to just a cozy, as Chris likes to say, a boutique-y type festival where folks can get a great view of the stage from any angle of the field. So we bring in food trucks and lots of things, multiple bars, and it's just a great venue for us to have the event.
Awesome. And also tell where is that situated? You know, if people are going to come make a weekend of it, or even just a day trip for one of the 3 days, like, where is it situated in terms of close to like downtown Annapolis? You know, talk up like you're on the tourism counselors. Like, why is it such a cool area to go dine out, be by the water, then swing over to the fairgrounds, you know, something like that.
Yeah, sure. It's awesome. I mean, it's literally 1 mile past Annapolis Mall down General's Highway. And then if you continue that stretch down even further, you're less than another mile into downtown Annapolis. So it's a great string of events that, you know, chain together where you go party, party, party.
Yeah, there's great bars down there. The Graduate has a bar that we partnered up with them this year, the hotel, and they have a great bar down there. Acme, the Chop Tank. There's just so many awesome bars that are in Annapolis to visit after the festival, and some little pre-planning before the festival.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's go into the music lineup. If we can, let's take it one day at a time, so you don't have to list all 3 days, all the people all at once. I'll break it up into three succinct sound bites here for you. So, who do we got kicking it off on Friday, May 31st? Some big names that I, of course, recognize.
Yeah. So we have Motion City Soundtrack. We have Dashboard Confessional, and headlining that day is Taking Back Sunday.
Dashboard Confessional, Taking Back Sunday, all those guys, basically emo. When you get into Saturday's lineup with Coin, Domino, Coin is from Annapolis. Some of their band members are from Annapolis. So it makes it pretty cool and unique to have local artists coming back to their hometown and performing, which we love the most.
So Coin yes. Ben Camino, Revivalist. Why is we've actually interviewed Revivalist before, but yeah, remind folks maybe what they sang and you know why they're such a good headliner.
These are Liz's bands. Liz,
you both can chime in. That's fine.
Yeah, the Revivalist, Wish I Knew You is one of those great, you know, sing along kind of songs, and they've got some good ones that we're excited to hear live. Ben Camino just came out with some new songs, and they've got oh my gosh, One Last Cigarette, Daffy Blue, big hits. Can't wait to hear them sing that live. Yeah, I mean, they're all just so much high energy music that's going to keep people you know, having a great time watching live music up there on that big stage.
And how about Sunday? I know Our Lady Peace. I always love them. Were they out of Canada? I want to say.
I think yes. So. Yeah. And Thursday is
Ontario, Canada.
Also, Thursday is out of Canada. Thursday's playing on Sunday, which is a funny little thing we could say. But yeah, Daughtry, Bush. I mean, Daughtry's got so many hits, and Bush, Glycerine. I mean, the hits go on and on with both of those bands.
Oh yeah, Daughtry. We interviewed him a couple years ago, and he's proof that some of the biggest people to come out of American Idol weren't the winners. You know, I think he placed like fourth. But yeah, I mean, Jennifer Hudson, Chris Daughtry, Adam Lambert, some of the biggest people didn't end up winning.
I could tell you right now, We Are Scientists is my favorite band on the set because we have partied hardy with those guys, and they are friends of the festival, and they are close to us.
Cool. Well, and then Bush, of course.
Yes.
Awesome band.
Oh my God.
Yes. Amazing.
He's on my bucket list. I've heard they put on a fantastic show, and I've heard that he's going to just rock the house. So we can't wait to see him close out the show on Sunday.
Yeah. So you're talking about Gavin Rossdale?
Yeah.
He's still touring with him?
Yeah, he sure is.
I'm trying to think of my favorite Bush songs. There was Come Down and Glycerine, and Machine Head was probably
Machine Head.
Yeah.
Sing it, Jason. Little Things.
Have you ever heard of We Are Scientists, Jason? Did you ever check out their album Puppy? That album rips.
We Are Scientists. Oh, they're opening up on Sunday. Cool.
Yeah, they're coming back for a second year, and those guys walk out in the crowd. They shake hands, kiss baby. They do it all. But what makes them really, really special is that they went off on an arm and just did that on their own. And Liz and I, that's just to any fan just standing next to Keith Murray, for example, you just saw him playing on stage, and next thing you know, he's drinking a rosé next to you. Hands down, experiences that bands don't get anywhere else at any other festival. And I encourage people to come, because you get stuff like that at our festival. It's hands down, I think, the biggest and the baddest event in the area. But please check out the album Puppy. Everything from Contact High to Handshake Agreement, you would lose your mind. I cut my own hair, for example. The guitar is just gnar on it.
Awesome. But yeah, how much do you expect the crowd to grow this year? So if it was 2,500 in year one and 7,000 year two, and last year almost 10,000, what's the projection for year four?
Yeah, we're right around that 10,000. We're hovering. That's kind of our mark, 10,000, 10 to 12,000 this year, over 3 days.
And any good feedback that people have come up afterwards, like, oh, thank you so much for bringing this, Annapolis, Maryland, we really needed this, or, I don't know, anything good feedback people have told you?
Oh my gosh, people that we, that come to the festival that we talk to, we get to talk with them at the festival after and before. They're like, thank you for bringing this. Who can you bring next year? It's that kind of vibe that we get from folks. This is so exciting. It's right in our backyard. The ones that really kind of trip us up are, when did you guys start having this? We've never heard of it. With our fourth year, we're hoping to, get more folks know that we're right here, nestled in Annapolis, right around the corner.
Awesome. Well, final seconds, final question. What would you say makes Let's Go Music Festival stand out from all the other ones in the area? Because there are a ton of festivals at the various venues around this area. But what would you say makes yours unique and stands out from the crowd?
You can see the stage from all angles of this field. So if you're running to the second stage, you can still peek over and see the big stage. It's a comfortable, cozy festival. I don't know, Chris, do you want to add to
I'd like to say it's a little more intimate, and let's use my favorite word of the day. It's called boutique-y.
What was
We
what
are
did
a
you say?
boutique,
What was the end?
boutique-y,
A
boutique-y.
boutique-y.
We are a boutique-y festival. And that's back to that Keith Murray experience, for example. You know, I can't tell you how many festivals I've been to and how many artists I've never met. Like, it never happens. And with ours, it's just a little bit more magical. You get to get up front, close, like Liz said. But like I said, you never know who you're standing next to at our festival. It might just be an artist standing next to you, and you're hanging out, and it blows your mind. And back to the intimate part, Liz pointed out that you could get a view from anywhere on that field. So GA, VIP plus, or owner's box, you still have a hell of a view.
Cool. And plug the tickets. Like, how much are they? I mean, I assume there's probably like a individual days versus a whole 3 day festival pass kind of pricing, right?
Yeah, they can buy
Yes,
a
sir.
3 day,
Yes, sir.
they can buy a single day, GA, single day, GA plus. There's some VIP still available, and it's important to mention the VIP is food and drink included in that ticket. And we've added a special Osprey's nest above front of house this year that the VIP ticket holders can enjoy. So that's the best viewing and sound in the entire field.
Awesome.
Yes, it's above the sound deck, like Liz just said, and that's where all the sound pinpoints the field. And I don't know of any other venue that puts people above the soundboard.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this. I mean, I have plenty to work with. Thanks for being good sports and fielding my questions about the bands and stuff.
Yeah, and you are our favorite interviewer. You ask
You
the right
are.
questions, you lead down, you're fun. Some of the other ones are just like straight shooters and they're pounding on us and we're like, no.
Yeah, exactly. This is supposed to be a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing. I really, really do appreciate it. Well, it'll be an annual tradition.
We
And
love it, Jason.
if any of the bands want to join us, like last year, I was telling Liz, we talked to Lit and what Collective Soul last year, so we could always do follow-up pieces to really, you know, drum up the attendance or whatever.
Awesome.
But yeah, just let me know.
All right. Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.